Welcome. This is Shannon Johnson with LTC DON Chat, a podcast brought to you by the American Association of Directors of Nursing Services, AADNS. I'm here chatting with Curriculum Development Specialist Amy Stewart. Hi, Amy. Welcome.
Thanks. Hi, Shannon.
And I would like to know today, what is keeping you up at night? What are you most concerned about in the long-term care field?
Well, Shannon, that's a really good question. I'm most concerned about staffing. And I think most nurse leaders are concerned about the staffing conundrum right now. How do we get staff? And how do we keep the good staff that we have? And so when I was talking to people this week, they were also sharing with me the same kind of concerns, that they're worried about staffing, finding good staff, keeping good staff, and the efforts needed to keep people engaged and satisfied so that they stay working with us longer.
Why do you think this is a crisis right now? Why is this a concern that's just come up? Is this new, or how has it changed that it's so important right now?
Well, Shannon, there's a couple of different things that have led to the staffing issues that we're seeing today. First of all, a lot of nurses are aging, and they're aging right out of the workforce, if you will. So we're seeing a lot of nurses, and research has been showing that, the bulk of nurses are growing in age. And so we're having to replace people who are retiring. So there is that issue. The other issue is that getting people through nursing schools in some cases can be difficult. We're still hearing that nurses are applying to nursing school and they're waiting on a wait list for a period of time. And so a lot of schools are struggling to bring in large groups of students due to the fact that they don't have the faculty in order to meet the needs of the growing demand of students that they're seeing today.
Well, I've seen this week at our conference a lot of younger DONs. So you mentioned that some of our nurses are aging out, but I have seen a lot of younger nurse leaders. Are they prepared for this role, and are they ready to efficiently and effectively manage a team? How does that play a new twist on the staffing issues?
Shannon, it's funny you bring that up because, like you said, you are seeing them here, the younger DONs, and are they ready to take on this role? And my answer is absolutely. I am absolutely encouraged and grinning from ear to ear right now, although you can't see it, because these younger generation nurse leaders are here investing in their future. And so I'm always impressed because here we have a group of individuals who value work-life balance. They recognize the benefits, if you will, of keeping, getting informed and staying up to date. And they also recognize the importance of taking the information that they've learned here and instilling that upon their nurses in their facility, which in turn is going to increase job satisfaction for those nurses. And nurses who are engaged and organizations who are actually investing in someone's future have a better chance at retaining nurses and even nurse aides and staff in general than those who do not invest in the future, in the education of their staff.
Great. So if you had to share maybe three tips for somebody that was to evaluate their own staffing, where do you start? How do you even take a look at your own facility picture and say, am I equipped? Am I ready? What do I need to do to change this?
Okay, I'm really glad you asked this because this is a great question. And hopefully I have some good tips for our audience, because one of the things that I see people do is I'll do exit interviews with staff. And I encourage people to use stay interviews because, yes, it's important to understand why individuals are leaving. But to me, it's more important to understand, why does somebody stay with us? And what can we do to share that with others in the community so they want to come and work with us? So I say, you know, use stay interviews. The other thing I would say is it's getting difficult to find staff, but we also have to think about outside of the box a little bit. So if we're rigid and we say we only employ people who can work 12-hour shifts or 8-hour shifts, and we aren't catering to potentially college students, then we might be missing out on some potential staff that could really help enhance our staffing vacancies, if you will.
I just heard a great idea from a member today. They do in their facility what's called a thank you cart, and they load it up with candies or donuts or little treats and walk around and distribute it to those working. They can pick something off the thank you cart. And I thought that was a really nice, simple way to maybe in a very small way say thank you and just let your nurses know you appreciate what they're doing.
Absolutely. Absolutely.
It was a really good idea. Anything else you want to share about staffing?
I guess the only other thing I could add would be, if you're looking for creative ways to staff, I'm a firm believer in starting with the frontline staff, those who are working with the residents and already doing the work, go to them and see what they have to say, you know, about brainstorming and coming up with new ideas to not only enhance what you have, but attract what you don't have.
It's a good idea. Thank you so much, Amy, for your thoughts, and thank you for joining us today on LTC DON Chat. Until next time, thanks for joining.